And happy hump day with the Andy Summer Show here on XTU.
All right, so there's a lot of trendy gifts out there for the holidays, but I'm going to help you out. And this is not like a commercial. This is just, I'm just letting you know some of the things that are hot. And you choose whether or not you want to get them for people on your gift giving list, okay? So the first thing is Baby Yoda. What is the deal with Baby Yoda?
From The Mandalorian, from the new series on Disney Plus.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah. The new Star Wars series that they have.
So it starts when Yoda was a baby. Or is there another? Does Yoda have a baby?
No, it's a little teeny baby Yoda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So that apparently is like.
It's super cute.
People are going crazy for Baby Yoda.
Which I understand because it's so cute, little teeny weeny little green baby.
For $25, you can get a stuffed Baby Yoda from Walmart, but it won't be delivered until May. So
Are you kidding me?
That's a thing. Yeah. But wow. I think that's the only place that has them. Yeah.
Who'd you say has it?
Walmart.
And that's it, huh?
$25.
Man.
But you've got to wait 6 months to get it. That's frustrating.
Crazy.
The other really hot thing is, you know, Tori keeps hassling me for a phone. And I don't think we're going to go this route. But if you were into the flip phones and the foldable phones, Samsung is developing another one. Now, you know, the first one is the Galaxy Fold. That cost $1,900. This next one is the new Galaxy S. Much cheaper, only $1,000.
For a flip phone.
It looks just like a flip phone. It's going to be smarter than a flip phone, but it's basically a flip phone. Yeah, for $1,000. So that's something you want to think about.
So Tori can expect that under the tree?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Here's something interesting. Peloton. Okay, now this is, again, this is a high-priced item.
I love Peloton.
Right? I mean, and really, the people who made the Peloton invented nothing. All they did was put three things together, right? A spinning class.
Yeah.
The technology to see it on a TV screen and a stationary bike.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't invent anything. No. They just put those three things together. And for a gazillion dollars, you can have your own. But people are buying them for holiday gifts, okay? Because this is like sweeping the nation. People are Pelotoning, if that's
a verb. Would you feel odd if the husband got you a Peloton?
Well, I wouldn't
use
it.
Would you be like, are you telling me something?
I wouldn't use it. And that's just it, is that I guess in the commercial, the Peloton commercial, the man gives his wife a Peloton for Christmas, and critics are saying that it's really sexist.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, but I think that you would know if you're going to blow that much money on a stationary bike, right? You've got to know that the person you're giving it to really wants it, and then it's not an offensive gift.
My issue with the commercial is it starts off with this really hot woman who weighs like 115 pounds, and it ends with the same really hot woman who weighs 114 pounds.
Oh, she lost a pound.
Like, what did she need? Does she need it?
Well, that's how she's only 115 pounds.
I guess she's Pelotoning all day.
She's Pelotoning. See, Peloton will help you to look like that woman. And that's what they're going for. I
too could look like a 115-pound woman.
You're so pretty. And then this is the last one that I think is probably going to end up on your list.
Yes!
I'm not getting this for you. Yes.
A butter churner.
Close. It's a fart gun. This is the Buttheads Fart Launcher 3000. I don't even ever say this word, but this is so over the top.
What is it?
The top of kids' wish lists all over. It's a Nerf-like gun, okay? But instead of shooting darts, it shoots farts. Yeah. The box says that it can spray the smell up to 10 feet and is best used outdoors or in well-ventilated areas.
Oh, my gosh.
So there are your top five gifts for the holidays.
Awesome. I'm going to start shopping right now.
Fart Launcher.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.